Here we go. Inside, he brushed him back, ball one. Shaw was talking about those home run balls that cost him dearly in Chicago. He said, I got the pitches up a little high, especially the one that Chuck Esegin hit. Junior Gilliam at first base. The score is nothing to nothing. Each team has two hits, and here's a lob throw to first base. Gilliam back in plenty of time. Another move to first. Gilliam back. There goes a runner. There's a swing and a drive to left. That ball is up, up. It hits the screen. Here's the ball, and Gilliam is going to go to third and hold up. It's a single. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have to explain this. That was high on the screen. It missed a home run by a couple of feet, probably, and it turns out a single. But we're in the Coliseum, you understand. Gilliam made it to third base. Neo comes up with a hit. He's been murdered on Bob Shaw. That is the seventh hit for Charlie Neo. L.A. has something going right now. Runners at first and third with two gone. Three individuals in the series now have seven hits. Lazuski, Nellie Fox, and now Charlie Neal. Here's Wally Moon. Ground ball over the mound. Can Fox get it? He has it. He touches second base, and they got a force out on Charlie Neal coming into second base. And that's the third out. So in the third for the Dodgers, no runs, two hits, and two left on base. And at the end of the third inning of play, the score, Chicago nothing, the Dodgers nothing.
Look sharp, feel sharp. Be sharp and listen, mister. How do you fix more blades? Do you have blades? How are you fix more blades? You better check. Please make sure you have enough. Cause a worn out blade makes shaving mighty tough. How are you fix more blades? Better look. Gillette.
We pause now, 30 seconds for station identification.
World Series time, party time, or any time your thirst demands bright, refreshing satisfaction, treat yourself to genuine Saratoga Vichy. Enjoy its extra dry flavor and sparkling tang now.
Saratoga Vichy, yellow label. Saratoga Vichy, yellow label.
Only 10 more days till the 1960 Plymouth is unwrapped at Schenectady Plymouth. It's the sweetest package of power out of Detroit. Don't miss it. October 16th at Schenectady Plymouth, 1016 State Street, Schenectady.
Colfax got him on a pop-up to Maury Wills in the first inning. The lefty throws, pop foul up into the press row. 1-1. On that last play, Fox wasn't going to take any chances. He just grabbed that ground ball and ran over to second base to get the final out force. Terrific ball game unfolding today. Sunny skies out in California. And Mel Allen and Bai Sam sending it your way. Fly ball. Out of play. One ball and two strikes. Fox is one of the most terrific competitors I've ever met. He's not the fastest. He doesn't have the fastest hands, but he's just one of the best. A wild pitch. That ball got away from Colfax. Two balls, two strikes. I have never seen, in the years that I've watched Colfax work, a more beautiful first inning than he pitched. He retired the White Sox with seven pitches. He goes to work. Fox swings, and there's one, a base hit to right field, just out of the reach of Gil Hodges. So Foxy comes up with his eighth hit of the series. Now look, here's a throw. Fox rounded first, and what do you think? Roseborough had moved down to the bag, and little Fox was almost caught. Man, wouldn't that have been something? Well, both of these teams love to run. They're daring. They go all out on the baselines. And, of course, it gives the fans a lot to talk about. Let's see what develops here. Landis the batter with nobody out. Too low to Landis. Ball one. Jim took a strike three in the first inning. Nelson Fox now has eight hits, more than anyone else in the series. A foul. One and one. And don't think they're not proud of that little fella back in St. Thomas, Pennsylvania. No score. The hits are all even. We are now in the top half of the fourth inning. And, of course, the Sox are figuring out a way to win a ball game in this huge coliseum. One ball, one strike. Koufax wheels and throws outside fastball. It's fouled off. One ball, two strikes. Landis started the World Series in a blaze of glory. Batting against Roger Craig last Thursday, the first three times at the plate, he picked up singles. And in the first inning of the first game here in California, he made one of the greatest catches I've ever seen on a ball that was looped into right center by Junior Gilligan. He's quite a ball player. Jim Landis sends another foul off to the right. He's going for those fastballs that are taking off high and away. It seems to be a little bit cooler today. Less smog. Another tremendous crowd. We've had sellouts in all three games. Fox not getting too big a lead at first base. The count is one and two to Landis. High. Way up high. Two balls, two strikes. Now, Koufax was eligible in the World Series of 55 and 56, but he was not used. He was only a youngster. He was born and raised in Brooklyn. His father is a lawyer back that way. Sandy likes California, though, and I believe he's going to stay out here this coming winter. 2-2. It's too long. All three. The hits in the ball game have been one-baggers. There's a ball to right center. It's going to find an open spot. Fox is going to go to third base. The pickup is made in right field by Wally Moon. It's a single, and the White Sox are in business. 2 men are on with nobody out. A line single by Jimmy Landon. Jerm Lawler to be your batter now. Time is out. There goes the hurry-up call to the bullpen. Number 35, I see Johnny Klipstein getting up. Joe Becker is in charge of that Dodger bullpen. And he's got a great gang of hard-throwing pitchers down there, believe it. Of course, the talk of this L.A. city is Larry Sherry. Here's Lawler. He hits a ball down to Neal. He runs to second for one. Over to first, two. But a run scores, and the White Sox take the lead. Nellie Fox comes trotting in. Lawler has bounced into a double play. Neal got a hold of that ball, touched second, and released it in time to the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Levine is a right-hander warming up down there along with Klipstein. Now, Lawler does not get credit for an RBI, for he hit into a double play. But the White Sox lead 1-0. 2 minutes gone. Mammoth Ted Kluszewski at the plate. First time around, he flied out to left. Fly ball, left center. Stays up there pretty high for Demeter, and he's under. He makes it, and that's the third out of the inning. One run on two hits. Nobody left on. And as we go into the last half of the fourth inning from the Coliseum, Chicago 1, the Dodgers nothing. Sherm Lawler of Springfield, Missouri, is one of the stars of this White Sox ball club. He got a home run to tie it yesterday. He just drove in the first run of the ball game, and he's their cleanup hitter. And you know, there isn't a better handler of pitchers anywhere than Sherm. And if I haven't mentioned it, he's one of Gillette's biggest boosters. What does he say? Well, here's what he says. That Gillette adjustable tops anything that I've ever laid against my face for real shaving comfort. Now, there is more to be said than that, because with a new Gillette adjustable, superb shaving comfort is guaranteed every man, no matter what his combination of skin and beard. That's because you adjust it to match your own personal requirements. Yes, sir, there's a micrometer dial right on the handle with 9 different settings. Turn it to the higher numbers, you expose more blade edge. Turn it the other way, and you reduce exposure. You get exactly the right amount of blade edge and angle that you need. And that means clean, refreshing shaves that last longer, and what comfort you get. What does all of this comfort and convenience cost? Only $1.95 for Gillette Adjustable Razor, Blue Blade Dispenser, and Modern Travel Case. With money back guaranteed by Gillette if you are not completely satisfied. One of the most amazing things to me out here is they bring bugles and trumpets and they start blowing away and they say, charge. It's become a big item here with the Dodger fans. All right, Locker is leading off. Strike one call in the last half of the fourth inning. First time at the plate, Locker bounced weakly to the mound and Shaw tossed him out. Bob Shaw clips to the plate, and it's a pop fly to left center field. Coming over is Jimmy Landis, and he has it. The left fielder moved out of the way, McEnany. One down. First striker, Gil Hodges. One to nothing is a score. Chicago leading in the fifth game of the World Series. Gil in his first trip to the plate. Aparicio. Two low, ball one. Stan Williams is now throwing in the Dodger bullpen. There was a possibility of him starting today, but Alston went to Koufax. Hodges takes low, outside. 2-0. Shaw, his last appearance, worked 6 2/3 innings against this Dodger ball club, allowed 8 hits and 4 runs. One out, 2-0 pitch. It's strike one, call. Bob Shaw, a very personable young pitcher. There must have been 100 writers at one time or other today interviewing him. And he was very cool and calm about it. He knows it's up to him to keep the White Sox in this thing. Fly ball well hit the right center. Landis is not going to get this one. It's way back. Landis is going to make for two, maybe more. Landis gets it. Here comes the relay. Hodges will make three. The throw is late. A triple to right center. Hodges went to right center that time. A low line shot that hit the turf and rolled all the way to the Cyclone fence, 400 and some feet away. It's a triple, and they hardly had a play on him at third base. And now the Dodgers in a position to tie it up or go ahead. That, I do believe, is the first triple in the World Series of 59. Three base hit. Mel checks me on it. That's correct. And here's Don Demeter. The infield is up. Shaw goes to work. Low, outside, a ball. Well, you can see the importance of getting a triple out of that. For now, the Dodgers, with a long fly ball, can tie the game up. Demeter bounced out. The third baseman, Phillips, in the second inning. Shaw into full motion throws. Hook. It's low and inside. He's behind now, 2-0. Don Demeter, a big boy from Oklahoma City. And he's certainly going to be a star of the future. Shaw studies. Throws the mound, cuts loose. Ground ball to the mound. Shaw has it. He holds Hodges. He throws the first late. He got him in time. He held that ball for so long, he had a feeling that Hodges was going to go anywhere. But he finally released the ball in time to get Demeter. And remember, Demeter is no slowpoke. Now that's a very key play, and Shaw made it. Although he held the ball, looked for Hodges, thought he held him, and then held up again. Nevertheless, 2 minutes gone now. Shaw has come up with three assists already in the game. For Gil Hodges, that is his eighth World Series extra base hit. And yesterday, most of you know, it was his home run that won the game 5-4. The fifth World Series home run for Hodges. Time is out. Waller wants to talk it over with Shaw on how to pitch to Roseboro. The Sox are moving their infield back now. Last half of the fourth inning. The White Sox lead 1-0. They scored a run in the top half of the fourth inning. The Dodgers have Hodges at third. Two gone, and here's the pitch to Roseboro. Changeup. Strike call. Roseboro beats on it. That's the slowest pitch that Shaw has offered. But he got it over the plate. Here's the pitch. Low, curve, beautifully trapped by Lawler. Man, that could have spun away and the game would have been tied. Now that was a pitch breaking way down in front of the plate. And Lawler trapped the ball. Johnny Roseboro from Compton, California. He's only 26 years old. Changeup, swinging, strike two. One ball, two strikes. That ball came up in the face of Roseboro like a big grapefruit. And he missed it. 1-2. Into full motion, Robert Shaw delivers. There's a fly ball to left, not very deep. Aparicio out. Left fielder in. It's Louis Aparicio for the out. That's the third out of the inning. And in the fourth, for L.A., no runs, one hit, a triple by Hodges, and one man left off. Score at the end of four. The Dodgers nothing, Chicago one. The following message is brought to you as a public service from Gillette. You know, millions of Americans will make use of our forest this year. Everyone who does is a potential firebug.
But forest fires can easily be prevented. 9 out of every 10 forest fires are caused by human carelessness. Now, to make sure that you aren't the cause of forest fire, memorize and observe these 4 simple rules. 1, crush out cigarettes, cigar, and pipe ashes. 2, break matches in 2 after using. 3, drown out campfires and then stir and drown again. 4, see that the law says about campfires before you start one. Remember what Smokey the Bear says, only you can prevent forest fires. We now pause 30 seconds for station identification.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady. Experts agree Saratoga Vichy makes good drinks taste better. That's because only Saratoga Vichy has that extra dry flavor that improves your mixed drinks. Get real Vichy, Saratoga Vichy.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
You're safe at home with a savings account at Troy Savings Bank. Earn a big 3.25% from October 1st on deposits made before October 15th.
First pitch coming down to Al Smith. Strike one call. He's a leadoff batter in the top half of the fifth inning. Koufax throws. He got him to go for an overhand curveball. Strike two. Koufax can be rough. He throws as hard as any left-hander in baseball. Usually a very slow starter, but usually comes on strong in August and September. Here's the pitch. He struck him. Another breaking pitch. He missed it by a foot. Strikeout. Number 3 for Koufax. Third baseman Bubba Phillips. You know, this young man was quite a football player in his days at Mississippi Southern. But the happiest thrill of his life is to be playing in this World Series. And he got himself a hit the last time up, a single a left. White Sox lead 1-0. High ball one. Outside high, a fastball. 2-0. Both starting pitchers still in the ball game. 1-0, Chicago. Phillips, chunky, gets well over the plate, swings and misses. 2-1. Nobody on, one out. Inside low. 3-1. The Dodgers have really bounced back. They were shellacked 11-0, but they've won the last 3. They're trying to clinch the World Series. The Sox are hoping to keep it alive. A swing for strike 2. This fella has really got the pitches. Usually his fastball is from the letters up, and his curve, overhand, a real downer. He throws. Fastball is hammered to short. Mari Wills bags it, throws. That's all for Phillips. 2 gone, short to first. One thing for sure, the personnel of the 2 teams in the World Series, we have lots of boys from around this Los Angeles area. And here's a young fellow that would really like to show the home folks, Jim McEnany. Jimmy Rivera wasn't hitting too well, so McEnany is in your lineup. He was out the first time up. Ball one. 2 and a guy. Swings on a low pitch. He got a piece of it. Foul. 1-1. Two gone in the fifth. And nobody on. Koufax draws a high inside fastball. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, if the White Sox win today, tomorrow is a travel date, and the series will resume at Comiskey Park. That'll be on Thursday, and it will start at 1:45 Eastern Daylight Time. Ha! Inside ball three. The one run of the game came over in the fourth inning. Fox got a single to right. Landis got a single. Fox went to third, and he scored while Lawler was bouncing out in a double play. Koufax flips. Ball four. It's high and outside. A walk. That's the first one given up by Koufax, and that's the first one in the game. To give you some idea as to how the pitching is going. Bob Shaw, formerly with the Detroit Tigers, this fella has been around, but he certainly became a great big league pitcher in 1959. Shaw, foul, first base side. I might add, the commissioner of baseball, Mr. Ford Frick, is sitting right over along that side. Every seat taken. Shaw takes high and inside. It's been announced that the attendance for today's game is 92,706. This tops Sunday's crowd, and it tops Monday's crowd. Over 277,000 to watch the three games in Los Angeles. Inside and high, a ball, 2-1. And what a magnificent picture it is to see so many baseball fans watching a World Series game. 2-1. A runner on with two gone. Koufax throws right in there. A strike. 2-2. Once again, Clem Levine starts throwing in the bullpen. Here it is. He swung. He's out. He went for a high pitch. No runs, no hits. One man left off. Well, we now go to the last half of the fifth inning, and it's still White Sox 1, Los Angeles nothing. You know, you could pack the Coliseum over 160 times with the men who now have switched to those instant lather shaving creams. Yes, sir, there are over 15 million of them. And the one that's right up there with the leaders is Gillette Foamy. It's jet speed in action, and what convenience. You just press the Gillette Foamy nozzle, and swish, you have billowy snow-white lather right at your fingertips. Lather so full-bodied, a little goes a long, long way. And here's a Gillette Foamy Extra, K34, the antiseptic that kills harmful bacteria. How about giving Foamy a try? Get the clean, clean feeling only a shaving cream shave can give. Gillette Foamy costs 79 cents. And you get a choice of regular Foamy or Foamy with cool, refreshing menthol added. Choose the one that you prefer at a store near you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is an extreme delight and pleasure to bring you a great friend of mine, one I've known and admired for many years, and one I'm having a chance to share the World Series with. One of the country's top sports reporters, I give you the voice of Mel Allen. Mel?
Hello there, everybody. Thank you very much, Byron Sam. Maury Wills, hitting eighth in the order, leads off for the Dodgers in the last half of the fifth inning. Sandy Koufax, scheduled to follow, and then Jim Gilliam. Bob Shaw's pitch is a little high, a fastball. One ball, no strikes. White Sox leading 1-0. Their backs to the wall. Third baseman Bubba Phillips shortened up at third for the fleet, Maury Wills. Shaw, the right hand into the windup. In comes the pitch. Swung on, bounced towards second. Two big hops to Fox. Fox over to Klazuski in time, and there's one away. Sandy Koufax, who rounded out to short in the third inning, coming up the bat. A touch of nostalgia in this series occurred when we watched Carl Erskine pitching batting practice. He's now dressed and standing behind Walter O'Malley, president of the Dodgers, in his box back of home plate. He set an all-time World Series record, you know, for most strikeouts in a game, 14. Bob Shaw delivers, and it's in there for a call strike to Koufax. Bats right-handed. Erskine was with the Dodgers this season, but having some arm trouble, he just up and quit. A man with great pride, feeling he can no longer help the club. Now the pitch to Koufax. Curveball he holds up on. It's outside. One ball, one strike. He thought that if he left, it would make room for someone else who could help the club. You got to respect a guy like that. One ball, one strike. Bob Shaw delivers, and Koufax takes it low. Another breaking pitch, and the count is 2-1. Koufax hit 111 during the season, 654. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Crowded him with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. White Sox leading 1-0. It's the last half of the fifth inning. Now the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And Sandy Koufax goes down swinging. That's the first strikeout recorded by Bob Shaw. And here's Jim Gilliam, who's had two of the Dodgers' four hits. Single to right center and single to right. He'd only had two hits during the series until today. Switch hitter, bats left-handed against right-handed pitching. Shaw to the windup, in comes the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Fastball just above the knees. Greg Mullavy, coaching down at first, slaps his hands together, shouting words of encouragement now to Jim Gilliam. Pee-wee Reese coaching at third. The outfield straight away for Gilliam. Bob Shaw delivers. The left-hand batter takes it inside, belt high, and the count is 1-1. Jim McEnany in left field, Jim Landis in center, Al Smith in right. Bubba Phillips third, Louis Aparicio short, Nelson Fox second, Ted Kluszewski first base, Sherman Lawler catching, and Bob Shaw pitching. The toughest challenge in his brief major league career. The 1-1 pitch to Gilliam, swung on, fouled off behind the plate. One ball, two strikes. On deck is Charlie Neal. Bill Summers gives a new ball to Sherm Lawler. Rubs it up to touch before tossing it out to Bob Shaw. This huge throng sitting back quietly for the moment, knowing the drama that's in the making. The Dodgers can end it all today. The White Sox battling to get it back to Comiskey Park. The 1-2 pitch, swung on, a ground ball hit back through the middle into center field for the third straight hit for Gilliam. Landis up to the ball, tossing back into Fox, and Jim Gilliam has 3-for-3. That brings to the plate Charlie Neal, who fouled out in the first inning to Aparicio and singled to left in the third after narrowly missing a tremendous homer. Remember, he hit two at Comiskey Park. Bob Shaw to the stretch. Gilliam with the lead, two outs. There he goes. The pitch is high. The throw down is high, and Gilliam is safe. He slides under the tag. The Dodgers continue to play their slashing running game. Bob Shaw threw a high fastball, and Lawler's throw down to second was high. While it had Gilliam beaten, Fox had to bring it down, and in the time lost in bringing the ball down, Gilliam slid under the tag for a stolen base. That's his second steal in scoring position. The delivery inside to Neal for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. 1-0 White Sox. It's the last of the fifth. Charlie Neal hit both of his home runs off Bob Shaw. Shaw to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Kept the ball low that time. Neal homered off Shaw in the fifth inning of the second game. And then it was his second homer in the seventh inning that knocked Shaw out after Bob had pitched tremendous ball to that point. The stretch. Gilliam leading away from second. A whirl off the mound, a bluff by Bob Shaw. And the crowd roars. Of course, it's no ball. He can bluff a throw to second. Gilliam with a good lead. The stretch. Here's the pitch to Neal, and it's low outside for ball three. 3-1. And on deck is Wally Moon. ...92,706 fans roaring. Not quite all of them. There are many White Sox fans here. Now the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate. The curveball in tight. Full count. And remember, every Dodger run in this series has been scored with two out, except for Gil Hodges' game-winning homer yesterday, leading off the inning. Neal apparently cracked his bat as he swung that last pitch and hit it down on the handle. He gets a new club to swing. A full count now with two down, the last of the fifth inning. Jim Gilliam with two out, single, stole second. Bob Shaw with a full count on Charlie Neal gets the sign from Sherman Lawler. Phillips deep guarding that third baseline. Aparicio over into the hole. Fox shades towards second. Gilliam has a good lead. Shaw now to the stretch. Gilliam widens the lead. Here's the payoff pitch. Charlie Neal swings and pops it up into the air. Nelson Fox backs up. Backs up some more. He's under it and has it for the out. And the side is retired. No runs. One hit. No errors and one man left on. And the score... At the end of five innings of play, the White Sox won, the Dodgers nothing.
Do you suffer from sinus or nasal congestion, other cold symptoms? Here's good news. Gillette Laboratories, who bring you Thorexin, the guided cough medicine, have now developed a guided decongestant cold capsule that speeds relief right to the nasal sinus area. It's Thorexin Cold Capsule. Thorexin cold capsules help drain your sinuses and clear up stuffy nose. They work fast to help shrink swollen membranes, clear clogged nasal passages, and relieve misery of sinus pressure. And besides relief from sinus congestion, Thorexin cold capsules give you quick relief from other annoying symptoms of colds. Sniffles, watery eyes, headache, fever, and muscular aches. So remember, at the first sign of cold or sinus congestion, get Thorexin cold capsules with the guided decongestant that speeds relief right to the nasal sinus area. Thorexin cold capsules.
Louis Aparicio leads off in the first half of the sixth inning. Fox on deck and Landis to follow. 1-0 in favor of the White Sox. Sandy Koufax delivers a little outside, ball one. Aparicio looked at the third strike in the first inning and then singled to left in the third. Right-hand batter, Jim Gilliam plays him in very close at third. Koufax pitches. Aparicio takes a strike. 1-1. The outfield straight away for Aparicio. Tony Cuccinello slapping his hands together down at third, encouraging Louis. In comes the pitch. Fastball is high and away. The count is 2-1. We can hear Don Gutteridge's voice coaching down at first as he hollers, "Come on." 2-1 the count on Louis. Koufax swings to the windup. Around comes the left arm. The pitch swung on. It's a high pop foul. Over to the left of the plate. Gilliam gets over under it and then can't get it as the ball faded away from him. He overran it, actually, as he moved over toward the White Sox dugout. You'll remember that there's a tremendous amount of foul territory off third base as the huge Los Angeles Coliseum bellies around. There's not too much room off the first base foul line. Looking up into the sun, Gilliam racing over. Roseberry came along, too, and Gilliam sort of overran it and almost did a backflip trying to backhand the ball. A 2-2 count on Aparicio. The windup by Koufax. In comes the pitch, and it swung on. Looped over second into center. Demeter can't get it. Takes it on the first hop. And it appears if he lost the ball momentarily. Louis holds it first. He started in, stopped, and then broke again. And this has happened to several of the outfielders on both sides with this tremendous crowd and shirt-sleeved crowd. It makes it difficult to see the ball, whether you're batting or fielding or even umpiring. Puts a tremendous test on the eyes of all the players. Aparicio singles to center. Nelson Fox up. Action in the Dodger bullpen. A throw over to first and Louis is back. Clem Levine is throwing. And Johnny Klipstein. Now the pitch, it sails inside around the letters. One ball, no strikes. Nelson Fox popped to short and singled to right, leading off in the fourth inning. Went to third on Landis, singled to right center, and scored as Lawler hit into a double play. 1-0 White Sox, sixth inning. Koufax to the stretch, checks Aparicio. The pitch is low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Now Gil Hodges asks for time, walks over from first. Johnny Roseberry moves out from behind the plate. Talking to Sandy Koufax. Nellie Fox, who's always up around the leaders in the American League in most hits for the season, either leading the league or up there with them,